not be. Maybe I'm just really promoting things really in advance this time, so it might be a long time to think about that. I do come and talk about, we have these cookies from Great Harvest Bread Company. This is for the dads for Father's Day. So you're gonna pass it around to the dads. Now, I'll be an exception, like let's say, you know, if your dad's not here, you have to take one, or dad would have to get home to dad. Thank you. Also, as that's happening, I want to put it on the community table, that might take that too. Steve, you're from all that. No, wait, there's no safe place to put this here. Yeah. All right. I hope you can help me out with one thing, and I try not to do this, you know, use this forum for a personal thing, but for a moment I'd like to use this forum for a personal thing. My parents, in 5 days, will be celebrating the 50th anniversary, and so my brother and I and friends and all are putting together a big long tribute video kind of a thing. So I was hoping you could help me with just a short clip. Oh, there we go. So I'm going to film you guys pretending to play a little bit, and then just point up, and then I'm going to film that. And there's no audio to the video, so it doesn't matter what I'm saying, but as I pan around, if you can do this. Yeah, right hand 5, left hand 0, like that. Alright, just you know, this is a rock, this is 0. There we go, so yeah, like that. So I'm just going to pan around, and let this be 10 seconds total. And I appreciate it, and then I will. I'll make my parents right happy. Tom and Grace. Get it right. All right.
Are you starting with us?
What? I'm going to start with you, and then you're going to put just a point up.
Where's this coming?
Yeah.
Right?
No. It doesn't matter what I say, there's no audio. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Point up. All right, here I come. 5-0. Close up on run. Back out. 5-0. And your big smile. 5-0. And. Basics. And so just a chance to talk about some of the core beliefs and big ideas of the Christian faith. And first we talked about salvation, where we stop making up our own rules and we live, by God's rules and trusting God's Son and pay the penalty for our sins. And we really looked at that. We really talked about that yesterday out at the baptisms. And you saw, if you were there, you saw Caleb try the hard way to get across from man's side to God's side. And then you saw Sam and Mr. Twitter show how Jesus wants to take us across to God's side. This is like a pay the penalty for sin. The second basic was baptism, the first step in obedience and identifying with Christ. And we celebrated that last night. We're going to celebrate it again today. And today we're going to talk about communion and what people can call the Lord's Supper. And a couple of verses, if you have your Bibles out. There we go, thanks. Matthew 26, verses 26 to 28. Alice, 1 Corinthians 11, 25 to 26. Linda, 1 Corinthians 11, 27. To 31. Okay, that's actually it for this morning. But so we're talking about communion. You may have heard of the Lord's Supper, other things. It's been practiced about 2,000 years. And we take communion to remember Jesus' sacrifice for us, but also to remember the new covenant that he made with us through his Son. And the elements of communion are traditionally bread and wine, but in most churches we use grape juice. But we actually have, we did a no special grape juice made from the grape harbor right out on our property that Linda, I don't know how you make it, but it's grape juice from that. And so, and those are the symbols of Jesus' broken body and his shed blood. And just like baptism, communion is not something that saves us, it's not a way to salvation. But it's in a sense like a testament of the believer's faith to the work that Jesus did on the cross to save us already, and the fact that we have trusted in him. So a couple of quick questions. Where did communion come from? And Jesus performed communion for the first time himself. He was meeting with his disciples the last night of his earthly life. And let's read about what happened. Matthew 26, 26 to 28.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
Okay, so let's talk about what we just read and read about some of the, why we take communion, some of the significance and meaning behind it. The first, and if you have your bulletin sheets with you, fill in there, but communion is a symbol of Christ and the cross. Christ and the cross. So Jesus takes the bread, he says, "I'm about to sacrifice my body for you," and then they pray over it, and they eat the bread. And he takes the cup or the wine, he says, "I'm about to go to the cross and shed my blood for you," and they pray over that, and they drink. And I know looking back, you know, we understand that he's talking about his blood that was shed on the cross. You know, I'm not sure his disciples probably knew exactly what was happening. You know, maybe looking back at it was clear, but Jesus was helping to remind us, even in that moment, even really before the moment happened, of the incredible sacrifice he made for you and me. You know, it's like we just made that video for my parents for something that's going to happen in the future. Jesus is putting this video, this vision, this picture in their mind of the sacrifice that he's about to make for them. So that they would understand even after this happened. So Jesus' blood is a symbol of this new agreement, this new covenant between man and God. Right? We had this always sacrifice in the Old Testament, but now we have Jesus, who's the sacrificial lamb. And Jesus' blood is the symbol of that salvation that restores our relationship with him, makes us right with God. So his death on the cross is that covenant agreement between us and God. Right, let's look at this verse. 1 Corinthians 11, 25 and 26.
"In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Okay, so what that means, the second thing that we want to catch out of this, when we're talking about eating this communion, is a memorial for the believer. It's a memorial for believers. Communion is a believer's act of worship. We think a lot of times, well, we sing and worship, and we do. But there are a lot of different ways that we can worship God, and one of those is communion. And it's one of the many ways of us to be reminded of all that Christ did for us. And it's a reminder of the incredible, impossible to earn gift of salvation. To the non-believer, communion might be a cracker or a piece of bread and some juice. In a cup, but to us, as followers of Jesus, it means so much more. So what is it that we take communion? The only place in the Bible that talks about how often it should be done is until he returns. It means the churches can take communion as often as they like. Some churches, they have communion every single week when they meet. They have communion. Some are more like once a month and once a quarter, kind of like we do at this church. It's kind of like comparing. Right, because communion is memorial for the believer. Went on the 8th grade trip month and a half ago to Washington, D.C. It was all these memorials, the Vietnam War Memorial, or the World War II Memorial, the Korean Memorial, War Memorial. And all the presidential memorials. I think of, maybe if you've lost a loved one and you visit their gravesite as a memorial. Some people might do that once a week. Some people might go on there on that person's birthday or the day that they passed. Which is right? Which is better? I think, to be honest, it doesn't matter how often you take communion. What matters most is you have the right attitude when you do. The right attitude when you take communion. Because otherwise, again, it's just cracker and juice or bread and juice. So how can you be the best prepared when you worship through communion? So that's the question I want to look at. It's a really important one. And the first thing I want to challenge you with is that you would examine yourself. That before you take communion, you examine yourself. You look inside your thoughts, your heart, your life. To really be honest with those places that only you and God see. Those places that, those rooms in our life you don't let a lot of people in. Those are the places that you and God really know about. The second challenge to you as we take communion is confess your sins. As you examine your life, after yourself and you want to confess that to Jesus, and also even consider confessing it to another person who could help you deal with that problem. And then the third challenge, real quickly, is just to make any wrong right. As you examine your heart, as you think of the things that you've wronged someone or offended someone, that you commit to making that right. As you prepare for communion, there might be a person that's not even here now, but commit in your heart to making that right. One of the early church leaders, Paul, he's the one who wrote most of the New Testament, or a lot of the New Testament of our Bible. He said this in 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 31. So if you're a follower of Jesus, we need to regularly remember the gift of salvation. Confess our sins as we gather together to have communion. And it can be a powerful and moving memorial of all that Christ has done for us. And we here at Heritage practice open communion. If you've trusted Christ for your salvation, you don't need to be a member of this church or anything, but if you trust Christ for your salvation, we invite you to come up and take part. And as we take the bread, it represents the broken body of Christ for us. And we take the cup that represents the shed blood of Christ for the remission of sins. and as a memorial. And so I invite you, we're going to be playing a, I didn't tell you the front, but in the next slide, we're going to be playing a video here in a moment called Remembrance. But while that is playing, as you take a moment to examine your heart, examine your life, confess the things that God might point out to you in that moment, and commit to doing something about it, not just leaving what God has pointed out to you and letting it sit there. That you have to be informed by God, to transform by Him, that will be making a difference in your life. And then I invite you to come up and take the bread and the cup. Again, like I said, we'll have a video going so the worship team can come and have communion with the rest of us. I like that. So, Aron, if you want to go ahead and play that, it should be on the next slide. I'm sure it's on. And then as that plays and as you're ready, I invite you to come and take communion.
Thank you.
morning and Steve helped me get the tub down from upstairs and started filling the tub, starting with the warm water first because we knew the tanks would run out and the hoses that I brought for this morning, one of them decided to spring a leak and then it became a big thing and then it was sort of like guys are shooting up the side and we're trying to tie little washcloth tourniquets around it and keep it from spraying everywhere. And then Bob saw the trouble I was having when they came in, so he took over and was bringing his engineering expertise to bear on it. And we're trying to get the tub filled. And we're getting it close to halfway. And I got the text from Rob and Melissa that they were sick and weren't going to be able to come in. I'm going to embarrass somebody for a moment. I won't plan on doing this, but I'm going to embarrass somebody for a moment. See, that's where I need that little voice that says, don't. That's where I'm going to get a look from Amy right now. And say, no. But, you know, one of the cool things, because Becky Sorensen is here, and she knew Rob and Melissa and their family and their kids from teaching over Colorado School, built a relationship with them, started to come over here, part of the church, just to get them acquainted with the new church, and continue to do that. And it's been a wonderful testimony how, and I know there's many people involved and God's Spirit involved, but for one person reaching out to a family can make such a huge, huge difference, and such a great testimony for me, and example for me to see that. And, I look forward to seeing you back here when they're feeling better too. But the tub was halfway full, and I got the text that they were going to be here. And I walked by and I saw Bob struggling with the hose some more. I'm like, well, do I tell him we can stop? And I just thought my spirit was no, just let it continue to go, just let it continue to fill. And and a few minutes later, I did tell him about the text that I wanted to continue to fill, and I didn't know what was going to happen this morning. But then Tessa Shepherd, who is here today, courageous young woman, was thinking about being baptized yesterday, and really went home and talked with her parents and made that decision to come and be baptized today. And so, what a cool thing that is. How many times have we filled a tub or done something in our life and we think, well, why did I do that? And maybe we don't always get to see the fruit. Maybe we don't always get to see what God's plans were. But no effort in God's economy is ever wasted. Just like no pain is ever wasted. And so having said that, Tessa, could I ask you to come up front? And I think Rob, we're going to come up with her this morning. And we're celebrating. And Tessa, I don't have my sheet here this morning, so you're going to have to remind me about your middle name. I had those all yesterday. Rob, remind me Tessa's full name is. Tessa Victoria, that's right. Tessa Victoria Shepherd. And Tessa, could you come? Thank you. And Tessa is one of the kids that we see here every Monday and sometimes on Friday, coming in with her brother Alex for his own, and is just here every week, you know, having fun and learning God's word. And she is here. She's going to be baptized today. And so, Tess, could you just share with everybody a little bit of your God story? Please come back here. Thank you. know about this, but as this is the representation, as she is being baptized, the representation of the, our life of dying to our life of sin and being raised to a life in Christ, be identified with Christ in his death, so we're also identifying with him in his resurrection. The immersion of when Tessa comes up, every part of her will be wet, and just like the Holy Spirit is a part of every part of our lives. That you guys are the representation of the celebration, the heavenly celebration that goes on each time someone makes that decision to follow Christ, to trust him for their salvation. And so the first thing after she comes out of this tub should be the heavenly chorus of you guys cheering her on, so that when that video that Alex is taking right now gets replayed later on, they're like, whoa, they have to turn down their speakers on their television, okay? And then after that is a way of welcoming her and her decision. After we get her dried off a little bit, we'll come and greet her and congratulate her for that decision. So, okay, so Tessa, let's have you, want to step up and then up and in. Tessa Victoria Shepherd, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. worship team guy come back up and sing, all that I have is Christ. But let's preach it to the middle and then pray for it, okay? I know that your favorite part is going to be the center of attention, but let's come right here to the middle and we can just gather around us. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Tessa. I thank you for all of the influences in her life, her mom, her dad, those that you've owned and invested in the life of kids. God, I just thank you for her life. I thank you for the influence that she's going to have as you work in and through her, in her family, in her school. God, be with her every step of the way, each decision that she has to make when times get tough, that she would be reminded of this time, how your spirit is with her, and how so many people are praying for her. But thank you for Tessa for her courage to stand up to be identified as your daughter. I pray that you bless her. When we come to that point where we realize that all of our human trying doesn't get us very much, because we prepare for a couple saying this testimony last night. And you come to the point where you say, is this all there is? But then you realize that when you have Christ, when all you have is Christ, then your life is really pointed in the right direction, and you are being truly led by His Spirit. Let us this morning continue in worship by singing, All I Have Is Christ.